Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE and PPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Managing your health care just got easier. YourChrisis.org is a secure online service for patients that enables you to view and use your health care records, including test results, lab results, and hospital reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Providing your email address during hospital registration is essential. You will receive an email to get started using YourChrisis, and you can access the portal after your discharge from the hospital. For help accessing YourChrisis.org, please call 800-878-9110.
St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refund its existing Heart of Louisiana loans of this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Friday morning. Are you ready to get big?
Ready.
All right. The bigger show will be live in 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas.
Yeah.
That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official
OPT Network.
Oh, yeah. Our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning, August 8th. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:43 local time. 8:43 Eastern Time, and oh well, you know I've been saying it for the last couple few weeks, summer, it's not officially over, but it really is for school kids. And a lot of school kids, believe it or not, have started school on today, Friday. Well, that's good and bad because everybody loves Friday for the most part, and it'll make for a very, very short week. So this is what we want to do off the top. We want to remind you, if you're in and around Oakdale, Louisiana, Allen Parish, well, guess what? They're kicking it off this morning. So we want to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And so as we are all beginning to change our schedules, that means we've got to be even more vigilant, because now we have more and more people traveling, commuting. We've got buses now that are rolling. We've got to help our bus drivers. Every single morning, we're going to remind you to help our men and women who transport our kids from our home to school. We want to make sure that we're doing our part. That means being courteous. That means stopping behind those buses. That means giving them time to load and unload without them feeling jammed, that you're in a hurry. So what that means is that what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to reprogram the way that we've been thinking. So even though our kids have been really lazy and just enjoying, sort of parents have too in many respects, because we're no longer in the rush to get kids either at the bus stop, get them to the bus stop or get them to school. If you're a carpool parent who, you know, you bring your kids to school in the morning, everything is changing. And so we have to change with it. So we're going to remind you to help our resource officers, to help our crossing guards. And let me tell you something. Every school year, you hear me talk about crossing guards and resource officers. I love, love, love our resource officers. I don't think we have enough crossing guards. But the crossing guards that we do have do a phenomenal job. And don't forget about our resource officers. The ladies and gentlemen at the schools do an incredible job. And they look forward to welcoming kids into school every single morning. And every school that we've been at, our resource officers have been wonderful, making sure that the lines go through, making sure that kids get in and out safely. And you know, you really don't think about those things. And yesterday, as we were in Bunky and we were picking up a watermelon, big ups to Joshua Bradley and Deidre Bradley. They're just always a breath of fresh air. And so Deidre was saying, you know, remind parents that we got to take care of our teachers, you know. And she said, sometimes we forget what our teachers go through to try to educate our kids. And you might be saying, well, that's what they get paid for. They do get paid for that. But let me tell you, we have gotten such wonderful responses from all of you about our teachers and about just the things that they have shared with our listeners about what kids need to be doing, what we need to expect, and how we need to stay on point. And Deidre said something so poignant. She said, sometimes we forget to honor our teachers. And what we don't see as parents and people who are looking on the outside, looking in, is sometimes we don't see the heck that our teachers have to go through. Now, you may be training your kid to go in and do what they need to do and not create problems, but that's not the case in every situation. And there are kids, and Principal Compton said it so eloquently. He said, there are kids that get off the bus angry. And when kids get off the bus angry, they start their day angry, and they're probably just not the most cooperative in the classrooms. So we really have to work hard to support our teachers and to say, you know what? We partner with you. We partner with you to help not just my child or my children to be successful, but to help the entire group to become successful. Because let me tell you something, it's not just enough for one parent to say, well, I've got mine under control, and mine is going to get their education. We want the sum total of every child that is in school to get educated and to have an opportunity. And sometimes children come in with shortcomings that some of us could never, ever understand. And so we have to have a humility for that, and we've got to find ways to turn it around. And I don't know about you, but we started earlier probably than we ever have since our son has been in school. We started really, really early this year saying, you know what? We have to create a plan. We have to create a plan that will model success. And though some students have already started back to school, today for many is the first day. A lot of people have already started, as we've heard. Schools are in session in various parts of the country. A lot of kids are starting. Ours is starting on Monday, his first day. Rapides Parish, pretty much, is starting on Tuesday. And I think of Oils Parish is starting on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday as well. I've got to look at the calendar because I pulled all the calendars. But you know what? We have to create something that looks like success so that our kids have some goals to shoot for. And I just can't say enough about our administrators. I'm telling you, if we put our kids in the right frame of mind and we start to expect that they're going to be responsible, expect that they're going to do what they need to do, then they will model that. But we all have to come together, and we just want to encourage you, as we encourage ourselves, that this year is going to be a banner year. This year is going to be a banner year. And this morning, as we were traveling in, Of course, young Deuce Christmas drove us in this morning, and his dad said to him, "Son, this is what I want you to really get down into your spirit." He said, "You have to start with a spirit of excellence in all that you do." He said, "In all that you do, I want you to remember that when you utilize and understand that when you do your best and you go in and you purpose in your heart that you're going to have a spirit of excellence, you're going to be successful in all that you embark upon." He said, "You have to learn that you've got to finish." So wherever you are in the process, you start and then you finish. You've got to be able to complete the task that you start to do. So everybody's conversation with their kid is going to be a little bit different because we know where our kids' strengths and weaknesses are. And we have got to start to really expose that. We've got to start to move past that. And we've got to start to encourage them right now that they're going to be successful, that there are going to be some challenges. But in this thing called Common Core, as we're hearing every teacher talk about deeper thinking, we're going to teach them how to think deeper so that they can become problem solvers. At some point, we've got to teach our kids to solve their own problems, that mom and dad can't come in every time you have a problem. You got to teach them how to adapt to change, how to adapt to teachers. You know, we were telling young Deuce Christmas, "Listen, we don't want to hear about the teacher. We don't want to hear about what the kids say about this particular teacher. You got to go in and adapt. You have to adapt. You have to be able to go in and find out what that teacher's requirements are for her class or for his class. And then you adapt." And so when we start at home teaching our kids to be deep thinkers, then guess what? They're going to go to school and they're going to be deep thinkers. And that's where leadership starts. It starts with teaching our kids to lead. It starts with teaching them to think for themselves and not get caught up in all of these silly challenges and things that are going on that are just harmful at best and in many cases deadly. And so we have to start that. We have to model that. And when we model it, then our kids will model it. I'm telling you, I am super excited, and we're just like you. We are trying to figure out how to get on a good schedule, how to get organized, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, and we're going to give you some tips about some things that experts have said that will help us all as we're getting started in this school year, and making sure that you start on the right foot. And so I say it all the time. My mother said it to us. She said, if you start right, you're going to end right. And so all you got to do is purpose in your heart that you are going to start right. Now, as I move into your travel this morning, remember, our mantra is this: progress instead of perfection. We ask you every single morning to make sure that you do better this morning and this day with those mobile devices than you did yesterday, than you did the day before yesterday, and the day before that, and last week. So you've got to purpose in your heart to do better so that you can get better. And that means putting them down, watching out now for school buses, watching out for pedestrians, watching out for people like this morning who just simply don't yield in the south traffic circle. This morning as we were making the last round, the last loop of the circle, I mean, two cars just literally barreled in front of us, never yield, never looked, never stopped. And so guess what? If you are distracted with texting or talking on your phone or trying to read an email, an accident is going to happen. And I say this all the time. You will say to yourself, all I had to do was wait. And worse than that, if you are on your mobile device and a child is standing at a bus stop waiting for the bus, I'm going to remind them about ear pods and those, you know, that loud music in their ears. Those headphones, you know, they're dangerous. But kids are using them every single day. So it means that we got to step our game up. We've got to do better. We've got to be the responsible people to be responsible, not just for ours, but for others, for everybody's. It's a great day. It's Friday. It feels good. The temperature feels good. It feels like fall is coming in. We're still getting some hot days, but we know that the cool weather is certainly on the way. It's 7:55 local time, 8:55 Eastern. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. He can be reached at 318-487-9537. That's 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. 318-445-9700 is their number. State Farm agent Rosa Fields. Get to a better state by phoning Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website can be logged on to 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We got to get a break, but we'll be back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear.
Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom Nom Nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom Nom Nomical. Nom 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 Nom. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. Show will be back in 3, 2, and
hey everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, do you feel it? Change is absolutely in the air. And often we talk to you about the seasons changing. Well, we are about to embark upon a new season. The school session is back for many people. I mean, it's time. This, for many students, this is their last idle weekend where they can just enjoy and not have to worry. But for most, Monday, Tuesday, next week, kids are starting school again. It's going to be some changes. It's going to be some changes in the way that we do things. And what we want to do, you know, is we want to equip everybody. We want to get you to really make the transition, but make it smoothly. And all this whole week, we've been talking to educators. We've been talking to people that can help us to glean information that we all need to be successful, to help students, teachers, you know, administration, just to help everybody to be successful. And so what I've been doing is just looking for information and tips that will help us all, tips that we all know. But if you talk to every person that has a child in school or that is a teacher or that is getting prepared for back to school in any way, everybody will tell you the same thing. They will say, Where did the summer go? I can't believe that kids are back and kids are ready to start back to school already. And so everybody sort of has that same sentiment. And so I was looking for some articles about school and getting started and transitioning from, you know, the lazy days of summer and leisure, moving back into the business of taking care of school business. And so what I started thinking about was the most critical thing that we face in our household with starting school, you know, getting school started again. And for us, it's time management. And DC is really a stickler about time management. And some of us, and I'm one of those people, some of us don't have a great sense of time. And you'll look up and time will have passed just like the summer. And you'll find that you're running late. That's why we always say early is on time and on time is late, because a lot of people don't have a great concept of time. And being able to map your morning out so that you have more than enough time to get, if you've got to take your kids to school, or if you've got to make sure that they're on the bus before you leave, at the bus stop before you leave, you have to make sure that you have managed your time properly. Now, ladies, I'll ask you this. How many times do you start out in the morning with what you consider to be more than enough time? And then you look up and it's time for you to be where you need to be, or you don't have enough time to be where you need to be on time. Well, time management is a real, real key. And so I went to see what the experts said about managing your time and managing your life for getting back in the swing of school sessions starting. And this is what one expert had to say. She said, first of all, the first thing that we need to do is buy extra school supplies. And I'm thinking, well, a lot of people may not be able to do that. But if you can, they say just buy more than what you need, and that will prevent you from going back and forth, because every trip to the store where we've got to buy supplies is time that we have spent. So you want to make sure that you have your list intact. You have to make sure that you check off everything that your child needs. And then you want to make sure that if you can, you buy one or two things extra so that you don't have to run back to the store every time something goes missing. Now, if you have kids, you know things go missing. You know that you bought what they needed, but suddenly it's gone missing. You can't find it. So she says that if you buy extra, it will save you time. And then she says, start implementing your back-to-school schedule. And what this means is waking up earlier, going to bed at a reasonable hour. I read this article, and I'm going to share it with you guys maybe later if we have enough time, that say that children that are growing need as much sleep as an infant. They need as much sleep as an infant. And what do we do, parents, as our kids get older? We want to allow them to have more responsibility. We want to allow them more leeway. And so I know with us, as Deuce got older, we started, you know, pushing his bedtime back. Well, experts say not a good thing, that kids need more sleep as they're growing. So you may want to consider bringing the bedtime back down so that kids are prepared. And what we decided, what we started doing last year, is we started checking in every mobile device, every apparatus out of the room at bedtime. Because what we found was that we would say bedtime, lights would be out, we go to sleep, we don't know what's happening. You have to remember to get those old phones out, because with Wi-Fi, they can still text. And your kids and our kids are so savvy now that they find ways to operate things that to us seem inoperable. And so it's not about the fact that you don't trust them. It's about the fact that we live in a different age where these kids will go all night on these devices. So what we have is a system in place where everything comes into our bedroom at bedtime. It's plugged into our bedroom walls, and then we don't have to worry about that. So that's going to cut down on your child going to sleep or being distracted during the school day or not having had enough rest. And then she says, make a list and schedule of all of your kids' extracurricular activities to make sure that you understand, you know, how to plan everything around what you have to do for your children, getting them to certain places, picking them up, making sure that, you know, dinner is going to happen, you know, after whatever activities you have going on, creating a schedule so that you're not harried and hurried all the time, frazzled, you know, always having to go through fast food and just pick up something. And I know that we're all, you know, we're all in that vein where we're all eating out, but creating a plan where you can have a situation where your family can sit down at dinner and have something. It doesn't have to be anything big, but something that is hopefully nutritious and you can sit down together. And she says that that's really important. And then she says the next thing that we need to do, and this is really important, and every educator has talked about this, is we need to schedule and establish an area and area, time, and place in the home for homework. What we learned last year, again, you give your kids more leeway as they get older. But I think that as they get older, they have to be more accountable even. So we have what's called the center pad in our home, and that is our dining room area for homework space, homework, doing homework. And so these are all things that we've got to think about. And I know it's like it can be overwhelming, especially if you hadn't started thinking about this previously. But you know what we're going to do? We're just going to ease in. Easy does it. You know, one day at a time, one step at a time. But we're going to set ourselves up for success this year. And this morning, what we're going to be doing is yet talking to more educators, more people who are encountering our kids on a daily basis, often for more times, that can help us to, you know, navigate this school year and create success, and what to do with our kids and how we can get in their heads and how we can prepare them to have the edge this school year. They know, we need to know, we're going to find out, and we're going to implement plans for success this school year. We have to keep our fingers on the pulse of what's happening in schools. We have to keep our fingers on the pulse of what's happening with our kids. And when we do that, that will create success. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Don't forget, Amerigroup is inviting everyone out to Zion Hill Saturday, August 16th, for free school supplies and backpacks. The first 200 kids are going to reap the benefits of that. Again, that is Saturday, August 16th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Zion Hill Church, 1312 Hunter Street in Pineville, Louisiana. That's Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Their number, 800-454-3730. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, been practicing for 50 years. You can phone for consultation, 318-448-4800. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Yeah.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. As we concentrate on music and singing and knowing this time of the year, a lot of new songs out, new groups out, keep this in mind for me that a bird does not sing because he knows a song. A bird sings because he enjoys the music. Music is a universal language that calms us and makes us wonderful. So I was thinking about my friends with this, who sing the blues, and there's a group that was having a blues show the other week. And just a reminder for the community, people who participate in singing the blues and knowing the blues oftentimes are blue themselves, because it comes out of oppression, out of worry, out of heartbreak and pain and suffering. Mahalia Jackson once said that to sing the blues is to be blue. To understand sadness is not to know joy. To cry is to have pain. She said, but when one moves to the presence of God, their singing become a joy, because they bring praises and lift others out of their blue situation. So say Mahalia Jackson. And I've learned from experience that all of us should have a song in our heart, a melody and a praise. And whenever we're going through difficult times, learn to sing. Sing your song. And God has a way of lifting us above our circumstance and our situation in music. Without ever knowing the words, learn to hum a tune. Have a blessed day. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, many of you, depending on where you are on your way, but on your way with kids headed back to school today. And this whole week or so and beyond, we've been talking about how to create a successful environment for our kids to go in and learn, for our teachers to be productive, kids to be productive, and for it to be just a banner year is what I'm calling it. And we have heard from teachers throughout our city and throughout the state and even outside of the state. And this morning is no different. We're joined by probably one of the most incredible teachers that we have encountered in our lifetime. Her name is Patricia Walker. Ms. Patricia Walker is a retired educator with more than 40 years of educating, teaching, touching, and helping our kids to be the best that they can be. But not only that, she's a mom with three highly educated children, and we welcome her back to the OPT Network. Ms. Walker, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Ms. Walker, you know what? We esteem you so high because not only did you teach us for years, but you know, you have taught and touched so many children, and you are one of those teachers that did it with a spirit of excellence. You were in the classroom last year, as early as last year, and you continue to follow education. I want you to first speak to parents that are getting ready to send their kids to school, and talk about, as an educator for more than four decades, what you think is the most important thing that parents need to know.
As parents, you know, I was listening to one of your statements. You have to make sure that they have all of their items for school, all of their supplies. But then, too, you have to make sure that they understand, I love you. I'm sending you out with this love and respect from home. And if you respect yourself, respect others in authority. And you have to let them know that when they leave.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful, Ms. Walker. And a lot of kids, unfortunately, don't have respect for authority. Now, parents are sending them out, and they're doing, we all do the best that we know how to do with where we are. So we send them out, and they may not have great respect for authority. How does the teacher deal with that?
I've learned that in most cases, confrontation is not the best thing in a classroom. If you're having problems with students, and you're going to have some nowadays,
mm-hmm.
is to try and speak with them one-on-one. If you can get time, take time to speak with them one-on-one. And then you can later talk to their parents. If you can do that, you can develop a relationship with that child.
Mm.
And if you develop a relationship with them, you'll have them as better students in the classroom. But if you confront them in the classroom and you try and assert your authority, you're going to lose them.
Ooh. You know what? That's something I'd never thought about. Because isn't every teacher wanting to send a message that I am the authority?
Mm-hmm. They want to do that. And that's good. By doing one thing, you have to do, be sure that you're going to be fair in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you assert your authority, they know that you are the teacher. And this is what needs to be done. But always, always get that one-on-one confrontation. Because that one talk to that child, and I've found in years, students that have been terrible, when you talk to them one-on-one, you get that relationship with them, and then talk to their parents, you'll find you'll have a better person when you do it like that.
You know what? I bet there are some teachers and some you know, other administrators that are saying, you know what, I never really thought about that. And I want you to give us a little bit of what that one-on-one could sound like with that child that is defiant, that maybe isn't feeling the love at home. What does that sound like?
I had one-on-one, and give you an example of one, a young student that I talked to, and I was telling him, asking him why was his behavior so badly. And he was talking to me, and in talking, at first he didn't want to talk at all, and
mm-hmm.
then finally he began to talk. So I found that he understood that being the worst in the class was not the best thing to do. I had him to understand that. I had him to understand that he couldn't read that well. That was another problem. And I found that out, because I found that out one-on-one. That was one of the main problems. And so what I did with that student, we developed a method to work with him in the classroom. He could draw very well. So I had him to draw scenes from certain stories that we would do. So sometimes in working with one-on-one, you have to find out, what is the problem? Why are they acting the way that they are? And then you find something to meet that need.
Wow.
And then I found when he found he could draw, and he could present his drawings to the class, and we found out that he really was a good drawer,
mm-hmm.
and he became one of my better students. Not the best leader in the room, but he became a better student.
So you were able to dig down into him, Ms. Walker, and find out what his behavior problems were. What the root of his behavior problems were. How did you find out that he really couldn't read?
I was asking him about his problem, because that was one of his problems,
mm-hmm.
and why he wouldn't sit up in class, and why was he always being so negative. If you ask him something and he'd tell you he didn't want to do it, and you couldn't ask him to read. No, I don't want to do that.
Mm.
And that was his. So I had to find out why was this happening like that.
Wow.
And because, you know, teachers have a problem, too. We have to watch that, too. You don't brand a student.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been branded, this is a terrible student.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found out in talking to him, that was part of his problem, and that's why he was angry, so angry most of the time.
Wow.
And when I found out what he could do, he became a good student to me, not a bad student.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to watch that, too, as a teacher. Don't brand a student.
Right. And it sounds like, Ms. Walker, what he was using was a coping mechanism because he knew that he really couldn't read. And so he acted out. And a lot of educators are probably listening to you now thinking, you know, we label these kids or brand them, as you say, but we really don't excavate. We really don't go in and dig out the gifts and talents that they have. And I hear you, teachers.
Really?
You're saying, well, I don't have time. Well, how do you speak to those teachers that say, I don't have time, you know, to find out what every kid's problem is? What do we say to those teachers?
I would say to them, first of all, I'm angry with the management because they do put too much on teachers. But I am saying sometimes you just a little test at home. You can just give a little, I used to have a little test I used to give. And you can just give that little written test to students sometimes, and that will let you see what a child can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have time to get with them, you know, just every child all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Give the little test. And that doesn't take but about 5 or 10 minutes. And give this little 10-minute test, give it to them. And you take it home and read it and find out. You'll find out what they can do.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Walker, you and I talked before we came on air, and we were talking about how important goal setting is for parents. Let's talk about that, and let's speak specifically for parents who have never really set goals of their own or even thought of setting goals for their children. How do we, you know, introduce that concept?
The concept of goals, I used to, when they were younger, when my kids were younger,
mm-hmm.
I used to look at things, and of course kids want to be firemen and policemen and all of this, cowboys, and when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are sitting down, sometimes you can just I used to read stories to my kids a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always let them know, okay, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be these things. Okay, let's look at this. And they would get, I'd get books like that,
mm-hmm.
Storybooks, not anything big, but little storybooks that would show you what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would sit down and say, well, now, if you're going to school, then you'll need this particular course, or you need that course. Most parents do not get in, and they should be a part of the courses that their kids are selecting, and then see if these courses will fit those things that your child has stated in mind he want to be. He may change 1,000 times as he grows older, but whatever course he has decided he wanted to do, help him to set that goal limit.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be as a parent there to put that goal down.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to be, you know, if math is a big part, maybe they want to be an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and see if they take the right math courses.
Mm-hmm.
You be a part of that.
Right. And for those parents that say, you know, I don't necessarily know what they need. How do we help them to get a better understanding? And I think it's probably something that we all have to get more involved in. But how do parents educate themselves on what their kids need?
What I did, I bought books.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe, now I bought, because in my day, reading was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I bought books.
Mm-hmm.
And with my books, I decided, you know, so this is what my child might need, or if he wants to go into this. And they hadn't really decided, but I had books telling me what different things were. And I did this, and you can find books that will let you know career paths and things that they need to do. And as a parent, you need to be aware of that. And I bought those books,
mm-hmm.
and I got them. And in some of them, you don't have to buy. You can go to a school.
Absolutely.
And the school will supply you
mm-hmm.
with books that will tell you what different areas are. And as a parent, you should get them.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, Ms. Walker, as kids are headed back to school, what do you hope will be different for parents and teachers you know, that you know, last year they maybe some kids probably had great years and then others had okay years, others very mediocre. Like, what's the most important thing that we can do as parents and educators and students to really have a good year, you think?
To really, really have a good year, I think most of them, you need to come off with the fact, and here I go back to my goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that they have a goal when they start school. Make sure that as a parent, you are involved in that goal, and you are involved in the work that they do. And there's never, my mom works several jobs, so I can tell you about working jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can work all you want to, but you need that time. You may not have that a lot of time, but the time that you have, spend it with your child and discuss it. You'd be surprised what you will learn. Mm-hmm. Discuss with your child at the end of the day or at the weekend if you mm-hmm. can't do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Discuss that week with that child. Find out what his problems are. How is he going with his lesson? You need to do that as a parent.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like what you're saying, Ms. Walker, is that every parent has to be involved, and we just can't stand by and trust that the teacher's going to do everything, but we have to really partner with that teacher, and that partnership has got to start at mm-hmm. home.
It's got to. And when you don't have it at home, then you expect the teacher to do everything, and the teacher wears many hats, and sometimes she can reach it, sometimes she cannot. She does her best.
Mm-hmm. That's
but you need it at home.
That's powerful. Ms. Walker, these have been great, great insights. And every educator that we talk to, and this is why we felt like these conversations were so important, everybody has a supply. And your supply has been such wisdom, such an immense and deep sense of how to reach those children that have already been branded the worst child. I hope that mm-hmm. teachers and administrators really heard that, because what we're finding is that we're losing a lot of our children, especially our boys, because they have missed it along the way. But you know what? If we come together collectively in conversations like these, Ms. Walker, it gives us all ideas. It gives us all a better understanding. And for that, we thank you.
Well, thank you.
Hang on for me 1 second, Ms. Walker. It's all about back to school. It's all about how we can get better. And you know how we get better? By exchanging ideas, by really thinking, what can we do, not only for our children at home, but for every child? Because you know what? It's not enough just for my child and your child to be successful. We want them all to find success and all find those gifts and talents that lie within. This segment sponsored by McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, 318-346-2540 is the number. Solo Productions, they capture your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Here's the number, 318-581-9106. Their website, www.solophotoproductions.com. Hey, everybody. Stay on point. We're going to get a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom-nom-nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's econom-nom-nomical. Nom-nom-nom-nom-nom. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can... Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Managing your health care just got easier. YourCrisis.org is a secure online service for patients that enables you to view and use your health care records, including test results, lab results, and hospital reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Providing your email address during hospital registration is essential. You will receive an email to get started using YourCrisis, and you can access the portal after your discharge from the hospital. For help accessing YourCrisis.org, please call 800-878-9110.
St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school loan per household.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2, and...
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, I know you're traveling in this morning. You're on your way. It's 8:50 local time, 9:50 Eastern. And this week has really been dedicated to how we as parents, teachers, and administrators get out of those blocks. You know those starting blocks if you've ever been to a track meet? And you get in your block, you get set, you anchor that foot down, you stay still, and then you hear the gun. But we'll call it the bell. The bell rings, and we're out of the blocks.
You're the bell.
It rings, be the bell, and we're out of the blocks. And we've been so privileged and so honored to talk to so many educators. And it is our great privilege to talk to another educator with more than two decades of experience in a different setting, but still something that is so very important and integral to every school. She's a paraprofessional. Her name is Miss Linda Thomas. She is the wife of Councilman Lim Thomas. But let me just say this about Linda and Lim. Not only has Linda been in the school system for two decades, 20 years and counting, but they have been pillars in the community of Bunky and of Oils Parish. They have raised their children there. They have been raised there. But more importantly, what we love, 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 Linda, about you and Lim is that you guys have never stopped supporting the community, have never stopped standing up for the community, and have always, always stood to be the change that you want to see. And now we are honored that Lim is a public servant in the great town of Bunky, Louisiana. Linda, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Ms. Carlette, and good morning, Mr. David.
Good morning.
So, Linda,
it's good to be here with you all.
It feels good to have you. And Linda, you know how we esteem you and Lim, and we truly mean that you are a couple in the community that not only supports the school system, but you support extracurricular activities, you support children, and you just support the community of Bunky and the nonprofits that are there. And you guys are so supportive, and we feel that love that you have, not only for the children and young people in the community, but for the community itself. Now, as a paraprofessional, I want you to tell people what that is and how you help to be the change that you want to see in our special needs children.
Okay, the paraprofessional, like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years now. I've had maybe I'm on my fourth teacher. And
wow.
The teacher I work with now, Mr. Richard Bottini, I assist the teacher in the classroom with the instructions that he has laid out for them. And, you know, it may be one that has to be a one-on-one. We have about maybe 14 kids in the classroom. So, you know, it's a small setting because they need that extra help.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the 14, it may be one or two that I have to just really sit with, you know,
mm-hmm.
just be there one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very challenging, but I love it. I've been doing this for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I worked at Pinecrest State School.
Mm.
So my passion is for kids that with special needs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
And, you know, just as kids, they're all kids, and we all want all of our kids to be successful.
Right.
And you know,
some of them are in this setting, behavior problems, you know. They are really no different from any other kid, and they really, this year I found out how challenging you can challenge them,
mm-hmm.
because this teacher got them doing some of the things that the regular ed kids can't do. I mean,
wow.
They do the world map. They can point out. They can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm learning, you know, it's very new.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Linda, it is a gift that you have to be able to deal with kids who have special needs. Talk about how you help those kids to be all that they can be.
Well, for one thing, you know they are loved.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, and mm-hmm. we build self-esteem. They know this, mm-hmm. you know. They know they are just loved, love, love. Like, I love the way you say that. I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They know it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know they can talk to you. They feel comfortable. They are come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they just know that they can be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important, not to be afraid
mm-hmm.
and feel comfortable, you know.
Right. And so
that's important.
Sure. And so, Linda, for you, I know it's really important that you make those kids feel just as equal as every other kid, you know, and
yes, ma'am.
And to let them know that they are just like every other child, really.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And we drive that home. We work closely with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel comfortable in knowing that we are taking care of, you know, their darlings mm-hmm. every day.
Absolutely.
You know, from 7:30 to 2:50.
And so what's the most important thing that you think that parents that are sending special needs children to school on Monday, what's the most important thing that you hope that they would bring to this school year?
Well, for one thing, that their child will be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And this positive attitude,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, to know that we are there for them, you know. And their child needs to be willing to learn also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely. So. Well, that's, you know, that's an important key to the puzzle. Now, I want you to talk about being able to meet those children where they are. A lot of people really are trying to figure out how we do this, but you have a special gift in just meeting those kids right where they are.
Yes, because Carlette, some of those kids, I mean, they come in. I mean, it probably would be hard to even fathom the idea that they don't even know what the alphabet, A, you know, when they look at it. And, you know, to just, my heart goes out to them because you're saying in this day, you know, why is this possible that a 13 or 14-year-old would not know his alphabet?
Wow.
Well, they come in here and, you know, and no time. I mean, they get it. They know, you know, I know it may be hard to teach your kids at age 12 or 13 to be able to do something like that. But with this great teacher that I'm working with
mm-hmm.
and myself, we get it done. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that they come in here without that knowledge. And at the end of the year, man, I just can't believe they're swift. They mm-hmm. know it all. They know their facts, their math facts, and they are just, I mean, history and social studies. They get it, geography, and I'm just so happy
uh-huh.
that we can, you know, pull that out of them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where it was hidden, but, I mean, when they get in here, they are eager. They want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a quota a day on the board every day. And they have to write at least, well, they start off with one sentence, and by the end of the year, they're writing a paragraph, you know.
Wow.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It is really great. I mean, all the teachers stop by the room. They can't believe it. They come in. We demonstrate. You know, we show them what we do in here.
Right. Well, Linda, I tell you one thing. We can hear. Mm-hmm. We can hear mm-hmm. your joy and the love that you have while seeing those children learn and come to life, seeing
yes.
kids
oh,
that
yes.
start out with really very little, but at the end of the mm-hmm. year, they have just blossomed like a flower. We hear that. We hear that in you.
Full of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. And Linda, yes. I know that one of the things that you and Lim have done just as community members in our Bunkie community is you guys have fought